America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to America Weekend. Valerie Smaldone here. And if you listen to the program, you know that I am a big fan of business publications, Inc. being one of them. I came across an article that I really wanted to share with you about the changing face of the American workforce and how generations are kind of colliding in the workforce. You have the baby boomers, you have the Gen Xers, and now the millennials. Now, a lot of the baby boomers are in the phase of retirement now, and Gen Xers aren't that far behind. According to this article, more than 30% of American workers today are millennials, and they've become the largest share of the American workforce, surpassing Generation X. And again, as more and more baby boomers start to leave and retire, more millennials will be stepping up to fill management roles. And with those folks moving into leadership positions, and even the younger generation, the younger generation, Generation Z, is preparing to enter the workforce, there will be a lot of changes in office dynamics starting very shortly. And according to the writer of this article, Elizabeth Dukes, three major shifts will happen. And the first one is about email. We use email all the time now for internal communication. Well, they're saying email will no longer be that internal communication tool. While many organizations still rely on it, many businesses are trying to reduce the number of emails sent in favor of a better, simpler, more efficient form of internal communications. One company tried to eradicate email entirely. According to the company's CEO, only 10% of the 200 messages that employees were receiving every day were deemed useful. 18% were considered spam. And he asked his company to eliminate internal emails and communicate instead via instant messaging and live chat tools. So as more and more very tech-savvy millennials grow in the workforce, you can expect to see a greater adoption of different kinds of ways to communicate internally, and email will start to be phased out in that area. That's fascinating, right? Number two, traditional office space designs extinct. The millennials are transforming the way workspaces are designed because they want to encourage collaboration and communication. So the idea of an office per se is probably out the window, and it's going to be open offices, not even cubicles or even dividers in the space of an office. They're going to be large open meeting spaces and open seating areas. People believe this better facilitates communication and also encourages one-on-one interaction where people actually seek out a coworker to talk to face-to-face. So it does promote better problem solving, more rapid collaboration, and also community development. But that's got to be hard if you have an office that you're used to and, you know, you've finally got that coveted window in your office and you have all of the things around you like frames and books that are so important, and that's going to go away for just an open space. That will be very interesting. And three, how the changing American workforce is going to morph in the very near future. The idea of office hours will no longer exist. I'm all for that. I don't believe that there should be set hours for an office. The idea of a traditional 9-to-5 schedule is going to go out the window. Why? Because, first of all, it's a global economy and people are working in time zones all over the place. Technology allows people to work without having to be on site between 9 and 5. And at this point, more than 20 million Americans choose part-time work for a better work-life balance. So that provides better flexibility. Technology allows people to work together from wherever they want to be. So I think these are all excellent changes that are coming our way. They're saying as soon as 2017. So looking forward to that. I am absolutely behind it 100%. Want to thank you for joining us today on America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. That's the name of the program. I'm Valerie Smaldone. America. Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Oh no, but hey, it happens. Attempting to lift that fallen motorcycle in a conventional fashion may put the lifter into a back brace. The key to lifting a fallen bike, today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Much as we hate to think of those little spills, sometimes they happen. Correctly lifting a fallen bike involves the use of leg rather than back muscles. First, kill the engine, then put the bike in gear. Engage the kickstand, place feet no closer than 1 foot from the bike, crouch, and facing away from the scooter. Make contact with the side of the seat, then slowly begin to push your butt against the seat, adjusting your feet as progress is made. Odd position, ask for help.
Why?
Safe is better than sorry. American Biker Minute.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you ramp up your productivity? Slow down and think fast.
So says Carla Young from Mommy-O Magazine. Ask three questions before diving into your next task. First, what result do you want to achieve? This ensures the task is consistent with your overall goals.
Second, can technology speed it up? You may be able to automate part or all of this task with a new app.
Third, what steps can you eliminate or shortcut? We tend to do the same things the same way. Take a fresh look to see if the task is still necessary. If so, is there a better way to do it?
Before you start a task, zero in on how to mark it done faster. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.